Yo, what's up? It's 11:38 a.m. Monday, episode 134. So, let's get to it. Got an email from Ruby. Ruby is a friend, a listener from Arizona. She's a college student, and always happy to hear from Ruby. She said, "Just wanted to say I'm proud of you for doing the podcast every day for 130 days. I can't even floss for 130 days." Oh, you gotta floss, Ruby. I mean, I don't know if I'd probably miss a day here and there as well. I don't think I could really do anything every day. Anyways, maybe you could do a daily feelings check-in since this is practically your diary anyways. Good job. Thanks, Ruby. Yeah, this is kind of my diary. I like to call it a journal since I'm a man. But yeah, journal is just a diary. Trying to sound a little more serious. But it's a good idea, I guess, because yesterday I was talking about, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing because I'm reading the news and people are not. But I don't know how people are listening. But seems like people, like, the wave kind of is a few days behind of listeners. And so daily feelings check-in. Well, listen, first of all, yesterday, Father's Day was spent with me and Jacqueline. Went to Jacqueline's parents' house. Jacqueline's parents' house, which is in the suburbs of New York City, Westchester. And my parents went over to her parents' house, and we all barbecued. So it was a big parent meet up, hang. They've only been together one other time. We all went out to dinner once. I'm gonna say 5 years ago. That makes, yeah. I don't know. It's been a while. Because, yeah, I think it's probably 5 years ago. So, and that was whatever. My parents are weird. Jacqueline's parents are like normal, like nice. My parents are nice. They're just fucking weird. I can't, that's all I can say. But, it was good. Whatever. Hope everybody had a good Father's Day. I don't know, feelings check-in. I mean, I think it's a good suggestion, but I think I need to figure out how to get to my feelings. Because in the morning, when I'm just getting up, I'm like, I don't always. I kind of don't feel. I don't know how positive I feel when I'm just getting up. I need to, like, it's like after I'm done with this, and I feed the cats, and I start to get some coffee, I start to get a little more positive. But I was. As I was waking up, I was reliving some kind of I'm not. I was reliving a not great moment in my life, which I think I tend to do too much. You know, I don't relive the triumphs. I relive the embarrassments, the letdowns, those moments that I don't feel great about. I don't relive like that, which is probably that might be my problem, or a problem. Just a thought. I don't know, but. Why do I say I don't know? Undercut the whole gosh darn thing. Well, let's get... I'm going to get to some news. Why not? See what's going on in the world. It's good for me. I like to read the news. Massive leak of 198 million U.S. voter records is largest ever. I don't... All right, what happened here? Personal data of 198 million voters, including analytics data that suggests who a person is likely to vote for and why, was stored in an unsecured Amazon server. Well, who did that? So my voting information's in the hands of, I guess, the Russians. Or, I don't know, I'm not going to read more of that article. Jury awards 1.26 million dollars for dog shot killed by police officer. Oh, well, here's a $1,260,000 to kill your, for killing a dog. I mean, is that fair? I don't know. Can't put a price. You tell me. You told me, give me. Now I got two cats. So you say, I'll give you $2.5 million to kill. I'm sorry, Mabel's a crazier. I don't know where Fumo is. She's probably under the couch. But someone said, "Oh, well, for your, I'm not even to kill your cat, just to take them." I don't know. Let's just say to kill you, no fucking way. You can't give me enough money for that. I'm gonna assume this family that lost their dog. That's not the deal. Now something happens, the police come in and kill your pet, and then they're like, okay, here's some money I get, but. Dude, shouldn't shoot animals. I guess they wouldn't shoot a cat because cats aren't going to attack them. I think they shoot dogs, they're afraid dogs going to attack them. But I guess they shot the wrong dog. Well, that sucks for that family, but at least they got that dough. Millions of tropical sea creatures blooming off British Columbia coast. We were kind of scared of them at first, afraid of, what the fuck? I don't know. Why does this say a fucking top news story. I know the link's not opening up right away. Muslim girl 16 killed on way home from Virginia mosque. Fuck. You know? What the hell? Are we just doomed? Are we doomed to not get along here? This is very sad. I think they caught the guy. Looks like they caught the guy. I don't know what to say about that. I shouldn't have even read it, the headline. Tennessee inmates threatened with solitary confinement if scabies outbreak mentioned. If it's threatened with... I don't know what that's about. That, you know, I can't get over this girl. This 17-year-old girl was killed. So fucking... Yeah. It's really bumming me out that people are, because there was that other, I know the thing happened in London where somebody like drove a van into a mosque, and it's like, you know, then that other guy shot that congressman. It's just so, it's just creepy. There's always murder and crazy shit going on, you know, but it's like this weird, like, politically motivated fucking, like, violence that people just sitting around reading, like, crazy, like, just obsessing on this shit and then having to go out and, I sit around and obsess about it, but I wouldn't, you know, there's no, violence isn't gonna help anybody. Baby born on flight to get free lifetime air travel. Now here's a nice story. I gotta look before maybe the show, get up and just like pick nice stories. Not good. Yeah, maybe it's just nice news. Good news. Hey, here's some good news. That might be fun. Instead of like, you know, not like just, here's the wacky news. There was a donkey in a swimming pool. Be like, hey, this baby was born on the Indian Airways flight? Landed in Mumbai. Both the mother and baby were rushed to the hospital. The flight was from Saudi Arabia to India. Crew and a nurse traveling to Kerala helped to deliver the baby. The first baby to be born in flight for Jet Airways. Okay. But the baby gets free air travel. That's a great story. All right. Now, I think that they're not going to keep doing that, right? Because I think I would try to, if I would try to plan that out, if you knew that was going to happen. Well, how nice is it for your kid to have free air travel forever? That's not good news. Now I'm going to read them real quick before. That's not good news. This is about, well, let's see. This is weird. This is a lawmaker pushing for less regulation has child. Oh, no, 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 no. No. Kid died in that story. Forest fire. Oh, 12 survived by hiding in a water tank. Portugal. It's not good enough. Drones keep dropping drugs and porn into prisons. Now here's a nice story. You're in prison. What do you need? You need porn, you need drugs, and you got a friend with a drone. Now that's a friend. Because that's risky. I'm sure there's money involved here or something, but I like to think it's just a good pal. A new report from USA Today found that drones have been used more than a dozen times to fly contraband into federal prisons over the last 5 years. Well, people need porn and drugs. I think that's good. I think we're good here. So I'm going to go. Thanks for the email, Ruby. You can email me. Everybody out there can email me, chris@chrislager.com, with your whatever you want. I will try to check in emotionally, see how that works out. And I'm going to keep working on the old show here and figure out what the fuck it is. Although I haven't really. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going to go. Talk to you fucks tomorrow. We love you.